A Nefarious Nightmare is a true crime podcast focusing on lesser-known crimes and crimes against those deemed extra vulnerable.
Every now and then, we cover more well-known crimes due to the fact that it is relevant or even interesting regarding the cases we cover. And the bee is a symbol for all victims as we recognize their strength, resilience, and vulnerability.
So join us. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or just about any podcast platform. Remember, when you mess with the bees,
you get the hive.
I'm Maddie.
Yeah, I'm Amber.
And we're Witches Talking Tarot.
We are the weirdos in this
room. Like a song, like a Santa snubble.
Flip the switch and let the cauldron bubble. Sam.
Wow.
Hi everyone, I'm Maddie.
And I'm Amber.
And we're
Witches Talking Tarot.
And today, this spooky season, we're diving into a spooky hotel. The Cecil Hotel, to be exact.
Yeah, we're just talking about it. I will never fucking go there.
I want to so bad, but I can't because of the location. I'm terrified to go there because of the location. I'm more terrified of the location.
You're more terrified of Skid Row than the evil land.
Yes!
But you won't go to the Amityville house.
I feel like with Amber, she won't go to the Cecil Hotel, but we'll go to the Amityville house. I am the exact opposite. I think it's because, like, I can't.
You know I'm just saying, we are not actually taking a trip to this hotel. We are fucking talking about it because, oh my God, the Cecil Hotel, built in 1924 in what is now Skid Row, but what was then, like, a really nice businessy area.
Yeah,
the whole goal was, like, business hotel.
Yeah, exactly. It was like a hotel for businessmen coming and going in the L.A. area.
That was the idea. But then we all know what happened in 1929.
So much shit happened. That's what.
The stock market crashing, though, is what killed the Cecil.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
And then a bunch of guests.
I mean. Literally.
Not making light of their unfortunate demise, but that's why they all took their own lives.
No,
it rhymed.
Not to go out of order, because I can't remember the order, but
I didn't think we were going to talk about every single death, right?
Oh, no. But I had to bring this up, because I was talking about it with my husband, and I was like, what the fuck? This bitch committed suicide after having an argument with her estranged husband. So she throws herself out the window and lands on a motherfucker.
I don't believe it.
You don't believe? Oh, you think he threw her out?
I mean, if he was present, yes, I absolutely
do. Okay, so maybe he threw her out. But the point is,
the
poor neighbor. Or the guy just walking down the fucking road. And at first, from what I read, they thought maybe it was a double suicide.
Yeah, they thought they killed themselves together.
But he's got shoes on.
And his hands were in his pockets. Oh, and that was the thing that they were like, okay, his shoes would have flown off.
Yep.
And also, nobody jumps to their death with their hands in their pockets. But he was just yet another victim of the Cecil Hotel.
Which...
It is a beautiful building, gorgeous. Very bad, bad location.
It's gorgeous. I saw pictures of the foyer or the like opening thing. Oh my fucking God. It's
gorgeous.
Beautiful.
So American Horror Story Season of Hotel, it's half based on the Cortez is half based on the Cecil Hotel. And the where it's based on the Cecil, aside from having Richard Ramirez there, is the aesthetic, because it was fucking gorgeous art deco for the 1920s. Like,
oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, God. If it wasn't so terrifying, I would say I want to go there. But
so, if you don't mind me asking, what are you scared of? Are you scared of the land?
Yep.
Like, stepping foot 100%. On the land? So, you've 100%. Got, like, a poltergeist 100%. Situation.
It's like, yeah, like, there's something wrong with it. It's just, like, you know, all the other American Horror Story locations.
Yeah,
that
I
are
totally
evil.
Agree.
Yeah, it's like, it's, look,
like,
okay.
Murder House.
Exactly. And like, here's my thing. In from real life, right? So, let's take, like, fantasy horror story, American Horror Story out of it. The Cecil Hotel is such like a shitbag place that attracted shitbag people that a fucking serial killer can come and go as he pleases covered in other people's blood.
And no one fucking says anything.
Not a goddamn thing.
He didn't change his clothes.
Oh my god. The entire city is looking for this motherfucker.
And they're just like, hey.
The people at the Cecil are like, it was a brother.
Dead ass. Oh,
except they're not like, what's up, brother? They don't give a fuck.
No, straight up.
There is no Liz Taylor in the Cecil.
Well, and from what I read, there was stories. I think Liz would have let it happen. Someone or a couple people supposedly said, oh, we saw Richard Ramirez. I always want to call him Rodriguez, but Richard Ramirez throwing his bloody clothes away in the trash. No, the motherfucker never changed his clothes, which means he still had Yeah, that's not true. Like, some people said they saw him throwing bloody clothes away in the garbage behind there. That's not true. He killed people in the same clothes. Same exact clothes. He came back.
Well, like, I read that he would come back, like, in his underwear a lot of times.
What the fuck?
And was, yeah, like, he, because he would strip and then walking, like, walk into the hotel in his...
See, because I read that he didn't change any clothes. Like, he was
like,
just walking...
I guess maybe both things can be true.
I could totally see it.
Well,
both
yeah, both
either way, it's like, oh, he usually comes in covered in blood. Oh, he's naked this time. Can you imagine them being like, okay, like, whatever, no big deal.
So, like, he's just another one of the residents here at the Cecil. But, like, look, how rotten does the place have to be to purposefully, like, I feel like, okay, because like you noted, because I had read it as well, but two serial killers stayed here and were able to live their lives killing people, okay? I feel like the location
draws them.
You know what I mean? Like, two episodes ago in the Glamour Magic, we talked about magnetism, right? Mm-hmm. So I feel like this place is the opposite of the good magnetism. Mm-hmm. This place is like, oh, come, dark children. Come, mm-hmm. no soul people. Come here.
No, I totally agree.
Oh, it freaks me out. And if there was a tour, maybe I'd go inside, but I would never, ever sleep there. Never. No. I wouldn't go behind a closed door in that building. Like, would not.
See, I feel like I'm more that way with the H home, like that hotel.
Well, it doesn't, that's been torn down.
Well, I'm sure, but I mean, if it was real, I would absolutely never go in that way.
Jesus Christ, no, because that is like, that's what the physical hotel is based off of in American Horror Story, like, because he built, like, places that went nowhere and trap doors and closets that he could hide people in. Like, that stuff from American Horror Story Hotel, H.H. Holmes inspired that because he really did. Like, he had a vat, like, he had a bath that he could put people in and put acid on. Yeah, no, I don't think I would go there either because the amount of sinister that went into building it as well as the amount of sinister that happened.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, so, that's creepy. But I think the Cecil, like, do you think it holds the energy of all the bad shit?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I personally think, do I think the Cecil Hotel is the most haunted hotel in the United States? Yes, but not for the, like, I don't think bad things happened there because it's the most haunted place. I think it's the most haunted place because the bad things happened there. I think, like Amber said, I would label it a portal or a whirlpool that just draws in.
Yeah,
that
like
negative.
That magnetism.
And when you're
like,
in there,
it's like a dark hole.
Yes,
not
a,
dark a hole.
Black hole.
Hole. Thank you.
Yes.
I like,
and I think
right.
when
dark
you're in there,
right.
I think, ooh, I got chills. I got chills. But I think when you're in there, whether you're a sane person or you're not, I think the darkness and the energy that has just seeped into the walls, into the that's how I would describe it, is just seeping into the walls. I think it does things to people.
Well, and I feel like it could bend your reality, just that negativity.
Mm-hmm.
That,
I don't
like,
think it's necessarily any demon saying, do this. I think it's just
the bad energy. Yeah. But I think the place started having bad, well, maybe the Great Depression is the only reason it started having bad things.
Maybe something happened there we don't even know.
Yeah, because, like, my thought was, like, it is bad land, right? But maybe it is bad land because everything seeped into it. Maybe it didn't start out as bad land. It just got bad luck of the draw by being created when it was created.
I'm going to be a conspiracy weirdo or like
evil.
Let's dive off the deep end with Maddie's theory. I would not be surprised if one horrific, nasty, disgusting thing happened there that tainted the walls and that continued to draw more nasty, disgusting things and cause nasty, disgusting things to continue. Almost like a horrible act creates a portal in itself.
Maybe that thing happened
because
before the hotel was there.
Exactly.
And then the hotel got built there. And a so sacrifice? Now it's all
could have been like a sacrifice.
Yeah, because like, think about it. Something really, really bad happened there. Mm-hmm. It taints the land. The land draws in all that bad blood, literally.
Literally.
Literally bad blood. Draws it in. And then these men build a hotel there for no other reason than they can afford the land, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now this bad place has 700 rooms to attract victims to. I don't know. Like,
so
Richard Ramirez was allowed to just like come and go as he pleased, as well as that Australian guy. What was his name? I don't remember his name.
It started with like,
Richard
J.
Ramirez
John
is the most famous one.
I'm gonna compare it to pop culture reference Supernatural. All right, my town was. That took place in Supernatural. Like,
right.
There was an episode of Supernatural, and they actually used my town as a portal to hell because it had one of the bloodiest Civil War battles that actually turned Missouri into a southern state, blah, blah, blah. I won't get into that. But, like, anyway, the point is, bloodiest battle was turned into a portal to hell. I think something similar could have happened where the Cecil Hotel was. A bloody 100%. Battle, a sacrifice,
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. I mean, think about it. How long did the world exist before, you know, Americans were doing their American thing?
I'm stupid. Never
before
mind.
Hollywood was a thing in L.A.?
Well, it's just like
I mean?
The land where, for example, we're gonna use our imaginations, please. For example, Cain and Abel, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Cain and Abel, that happened where? Middle East, right? Something like that. I don't know.
I mean, technically, though.
Like, but look, it's
our mythology.
Yeah, right, exactly. Right, okay, but I'm just saying. We're gonna
no,
look,
I know.
You
yeah,
know.
I'm like, I'm just like.
Anyway, where Cain and Abel happened,
yeah.
There's a lot of fucking war there.
Okay.
They're constantly fighting over there. Is that land curse? So it could go so far back as to like biblical times and something like that.
Right, and
you
exactly.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, that's why I was using that example, because where that happened is just plagued with war.
Right. No, and I just mean, like, I mean, it goes hand in hand with what I was saying, because, like, it could be long before anybody
it could
that
be Native
we have
American.
Written history about. I mean, it could be before the Native Americans,
oh, yeah.
Is, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could be before the last ice age that land got tainted, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I think you're right that
it was a dark
something
act
happened to taint the land specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's a burial ground.
Going back to poltergeist, I mean,
yeah,
no, it totally
could be.
It could be.
Because, like, I mean, what is an evil portal other than some, you know, liminal space that has been not only a liminal space, but become a liminal space to specifically dark places versus what one might think of as a heavenly type of afterlife?
I have a
you know
question for you. Do you think that there is a such thing as a dark portal versus a lighter portal? Or do you think there are just portals that happen upon certain situations that then take the manifestation of that energy?
So I think that all portals originally just exist as
right.
a portal.
Mm-hmm.
And the energy of occurrences, so the mm-hmm. residual energy from
right.
things that have happened there,
like at the Cecil Hotel,
right, exactly, can result in that portal attracting, like
mm-hmm.
being a magnet for darker things.
That breaks my heart.
Things.
That actually breaks my heart, because if we want to go all witchy and weird about it, portals,
we do,
right?
That's
portals
what we're doing.
Are an in essence, they're sacred. They are a literal thinning of the veil all year round, sometimes the thinnest part of the veil. And for them to be tainted by something that we as people or something that has happened in the land and therefore start attracting negative energy, that is sad. That has been tainted. We have tainted something beautiful.
Exactly. And that's what I mean by tainted, because it wasn't that way without some kind of activity. And who knows, you know what? Like, animals be warren. Like, it could be like there could have been a giant pack of Siberian tiger, not Siberian
so for
tigers.
Me
saber-tooth tigers
for me I don't
I'm
think
just kidding,
it would
but
have the
I'm
same negative vibes as with humans, because the difference between animals and humans is intent. And, you know, I mean,
animals have intent.
I don't think animals are evil. I don't think animals
well
are evil,
but I mean
all.
But that's what I mean, is like, it could be just because an action is or the result of something is atrocious, that doesn't mean the original intent was. It could be animals that were going based on animal instinct, and an atrocious thing happened to tribes of, or two different packs of some large animal annihilate each other. That's still an atrocious act. That's still going to attract negative energy, even if it's not a person who has done a bad thing to another person. Because, like, I, you know, through our research for our ritual animal episode, you know, I learned that animals absolutely do make choices and decisions based on things that have happened to them, just like we do as people. They make decisions based on their own beliefs, and whether that would be, and this is all hypothetical, guys, I'm just saying, like, as much as it's most likely people, it could be an act that had nothing to do with people that still tainted the land through the atrocious act that happened. Because, you know, annihilation, no matter what the species, is annihilation, and it's a bad thing. You know what I mean? It would still leave that mark, that spiritual mark on the land. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, it totally could. I just, broadening my perspectives as I learn more and more about the way this world works.
I definitely
and
think,
the other world.
Right. I definitely think something happened there.
Oh, absolutely.
I just
don't know
what it was, and we'll never know. We really will. We'll never know.
No, we'll never
and
know.
It's,
unless somebody like some amazing historian comes out with some article one day and they're like, hey, you know why the Cecil Hotel is evil?
Speaking of
Rita.
Evilness in the Cecil Hotel. Can we discuss what's her name?
Please. Alyssa Lamb.
Alyssa Lamb.
Probably one of the most famous cases associated with the Cecil Hotel, especially in current era, because it happened in like 2014 or something. Like, super recent.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like,
super recent.
Like, blessed. Like, okay. So, before we go into our theories about it, do you remember when you first learned about it?
Yeah, I think I learned about it when it happened.
Yeah, I think that's what I mean.
News,
and so, like,
yeah.
It was all over at least social media, because that's where I saw the Alyssa Lamb videos, was on, like, YouTube, because it was shared on, like, Facebook. And it's like, what's going on with this girl? Like, why is she acting so weird? Is it a ghost chasing her because it's the Cecil Hotel and it's, like, supposedly haunted? Or is it like she's on drugs? And I remember there was so much discourse. And at the time, she was still missing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, at the time, it was like,
right,
she vamped. So back then, I really thought it was a haunting thing. I thought it had to do with being haunted and being
a
ghost encounter until I learned more.
I thought it was a ghost encounter too. I think the two are connected. I do. So, I think that maybe not a ghost encounter, but because I wouldn't call it a ghost, I would just call it those vibes just surrounding her entirely. But
so
she
are
was,
you talking now, or are you talking what you thought then?
No, now. Because she was mentally
ill. Well,
yeah,
because now,
ill,
absolutely. I don't even think it has to do with the hotel at all. I think it has to do completely with her mental illness.
I personally believe people with mental illness are easily, I think that they draw in negative energy a lot more than neurodivergent or neurotypical people, because they're more open to that thing, because we've had previous episodes about our thoughts on certain mental illness. So I think, yes, it has to do with her mental illness for the most part, but I do think she was probably drawing in and connecting more with the hotel because she's open.
Yeah, I think it was strictly her mental illness. She'd been off her medications, and like when you watch that video, her movements, like everything speaks to, like, if she didn't have mental illness, I 100% would have thought she was like tripping on acid because of the way that her body is moving. I don't because I don't perceive that she is like fleeing from a ghost, right? Mm-hmm. I do think it's all up here. My heart goes out to the entire family. We're not a true crime podcast, guys. We're not going to do that whole thing. But like, it's just so fucking heartbreaking.
I don't think that she was being chased by ghosts or anything like that, but I do think she probably felt just the negativity all around it, which...
Well, and if you know anything about the history of the Cecil Hotel, I feel like you would feel that no matter what going in. I do. Like, I think you would feel the overwhelming, oppressive darkness going into it, if you know anything about it. I'm curious what it would be like if you don't know the history and you walk in. Is it just a normal hotel, or is it like you can feel that it's kind of...
I can't
evil?
Believe that it would be a normal
if
hotel.
If you've ever been to the Cecil Hotel back when it was still a hotel, guys.
But I'm a sensitive, so I don't think that it would ever feel normal to me.
Well, and I mean, I just mean like regular people that like walk in when without knowing the history. Like, if any of our listeners have ever actually been to the Cecil Hotel... Like, and they're not sensitive. Like, that's what I mean is, like, if you know the history of the hotel, no matter what, I think you're going to have those vibes, whether you're sensitive or not. But I wonder for, like, the average Joe, if you walk into the Cecil and you didn't know about the Cecil, if you're out there and you're listening, did you pick up on anything bad? Or was it just, like, a regular hotel stay for you? Because there's, like, other haunted hotels that people stay at, and they're expecting that kind of thing because of the haunted history, and they don't feel it at all. Like, I'm sure that the Cecil Hotel gives off evil vibes. I just wonder if there's anybody who ever stayed there that didn't know about its history and was just like, it's a normal building. You know what I mean? Because, like, after things happen, after you learn about stuff, you're like... Like, especially when the Alyssa Lamb thing happened, right? I'm sure a lot of people who had stayed at that hotel but knew nothing about the history with serial killers, like, I'm sure some of them were like, oh, I stayed there and I had no idea. Now I'm freaked out that I stayed in a place like that. You know what I mean? Because for them, it was just another hotel experience. And I'm curious, like, if there are people out there like that, if you happen to be one of our listeners, let us know, because I am so curious. Because I would imagine that's got to be a thing. That's got to be a thing. Like, people that stayed there and had none of it. You know what I mean? Like, didn't experience anything. Didn't know about the history.
I don't think I can fathom the idea simply because I've never in my life experienced going to a place and not feeling the vibes. Whether I know about it or not. And I
well,
think
I just
that's
mean, like,
me.
Regular people.
No, I hear you. I'm just saying, me personally, I cannot fathom the idea of stepping into a place and not feeling the vibes. But that's because I've never been able to experience that. So, like, if I had experienced that, then I feel like I would totally, like, understand. But it's incomprehensible to me.
There are people like that, Maddie.
It's not normal. It's not normal to just... to step into a place where
I mean,
you know anything about it and I always, not immediately feel. Yeah. I always thought growing up that that was just...
Well, yeah, normal. I mean, I get what you're saying because that's the world I exist in too.
Uh-huh.
But just like the world I exist in, like everybody loves everybody and people aren't pieces
right,
of shit.
It's weird.
But really, in reality, they are. You know what I mean? Like, I know that that exists. So, like, I'm curious... If there are
Tell
people
us
out
how
there.
It feels. Do you feel anything? Do you feel nothing? It's the weirdest thing to me. Because it's weird because when you've never experienced something, it's hard to comprehend it. You know what I'm saying?
Like, do you get it? What I'm trying to say? It
is. Well, I just use like my imagination, but yeah, I get what you're saying. I'm just like.
I mean, yeah, but like, if you've never seen an alien that doesn't look like what we imagine an alien is, you can't comprehend it because it's alien. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, I do, but I don't, because like I try to put myself in other people's shoes a lot. So like that's the world I exist in. My mother raised me, where she always played devil's advocate. So like that's where my brain is a lot of the time, is trying to imagine what it's like on the other side of the mirror.
I promise I have empathy.
That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. I'm just like, I almost don't comprehend like your inability to comprehend, because I'm always looking at what it must be like on the other side of the coin, you know? But that's just because I'm always wondering what it's like for other people who don't deal with all that. Just like we've talked, where it's like, I miss being Christian because I didn't have to question everything. When I was Christian, like, everything's given to you in a pretty little bow, a nice little package, and it's like an easier existence because you're not always open to everything, right? And it's that same kind of thing where I'd like to know what it's like to not know the all. You know what I mean? I'd like to know what it's like, so I do imagine. And that's why I'm saying, like, I imagine this is a thing that's happened to people. Like, I imagine there's somebody that went in and was like, I went into the Hotel Cecil, and I didn't feel anything, and I had no idea that it was such a bad place, and I wish I hadn't gone there now that I know. And so, like, I'm curious if anybody, like, a friend of a friend kind of thing, that, like, if they listen to us and they're like, so my friend said that they stayed there in 1995 and they didn't know anything about all the history, and they were like freaked out when the Alyssa Lamb thing happened, you know? Cause like, I figure that's happened. I figure that's been a thing that happened sometime. And I'm curious, like, what it's like going into the Cecil and it's just a regular building. Like, I am curious, like, if there's a person who's had that experience, I am very curious. Like, because I would think that it's such an overwhelming, oppressive experience that even if you don't know the history, you can feel that. But I wonder if there are people who are like, oh no, I stayed there and I had no fucking clue and it didn't feel weird. It was just like another hotel experience.
And now a word from one of our fellow podcasters. If you like weird, spooky, and strange history, then I have the podcast for you. My name is Brenda, and I'm the host of Horrifying History. Are you into the dark side of history? Horrifying History tells you about the side of history that people don't normally talk about. We tell the tales of haunted places, infamous true crimes, the paranormal, and unsolved mysteries, and then we look to history to see where the truth actually lies. Want to get spooky with us? Get your Horrifying History fix by subscribing today on your favorite podcast provider or by going to our website at horrifyinghistory.podbean.com.
I don't know. I just, because like you said, something atrocious happened there and it changed the vibe of the place. Mm-hmm. So I just wonder if there are any people who like don't feel that vibe. I'm curious. That's what this is all about. You know, being curious and exploring, like, the different realms of scary shit. Because, like, Cecil Hotel kind of terrifies me. Like, the idea of it terrifies me. Like, it does. Like, it's had how many deaths in it? By, like, and weird suicides? Like, weird suicides. Right. Who slits their own throat? Like, it's weird. Like, that's a weird.
That is so weird.
Well, just to finish up on Alyssa Lamb. So she passed away. Unfortunately, her body was found in a
water cistern.
After people were like, bro, this water tastes gross and it's really cloudy. So they're like, oh, we're going to send some Tom up there. He'll check it out. Can you imagine being fucking Tom being like, I don't want to do this. I want to go home. I'm ready to clock the fuck off.
No, can you imagine being the people that brush their teeth without water and drink that water?
Because, you know, they had to tell them.
actually, there's a body in the water, and you may have ingested some of her. Oh, my. Does that count as cannibalism? Or no?
Because she's decomposed.
She's a tea. I don't know.
Oh, Amber, gross. A tea? Stew? Because it was hot? Probably. If anybody who ate Alyssa Lamb is listening to our podcast,
we're so sorry.
Okay, yeah, we're so sorry. Because I was going to be like, did it taste gross? And then I was like, why am I asking?
Oh, God. I bet it tasted gross. That's why. I can't.
Anyway, that's fucking disgusting. It's really sad for Alyssa Lamb. Like, that's negative in itself. But the fact that those people ingested her. No joke. Literally ingested her. That's negative in itself.
I can't imagine. I'm just like.
I would sue.
In my head.
I would so sue.
I feel like if they were staying at the Cecil Hotel, they didn't have the money to sue.
That's true.
I don't mean
that just anyway. Well, they gotta have the motherfucking money because I'm suing their asses off. Like,
I'm so, like.
I'm sure there were plenty of people that were like, well, I'm gonna sue you now.
I'm just like, I can't imagine that none of the. I can't imagine that no solid material made it through. They probably didn't have very good plumbing.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it was, like, lumpy as hell. That's why I said eight, like, zombie-ish. Oh, my God. But could you get sick? Could you get sick from that?
Absolutely.
At least there weren't any bugs.
Unless there was being boiled. Oh, my God.
There shouldn't have been any bugs. She was under the water.
Yeah, but that's not what... It's the like, your stomach stuff is, like, once you're...
You blow dead. Up.
Like, you're like gastric. Like, we can digest bologna, which can take the paint off of a car. And all that stuff that digests bologna that can take the paint off of a car is coming out of the body into that water. Like, there's bacteria in the guts that's coming out into that water. So, like, bugs are not even... what I'm thinking about.
I just want to say, again, I am so sorry for Alyssa Lamb's family. How horrific. How truly horrific. And my heart breaks for Alyssa Lamb herself. As someone who has experienced postpartum depression and OCD and was almost in a psychosis due to my postpartum and admitted, no. I just want to say that I hope that she was not... utterly terrified of herself and her own thoughts.
As somebody who has bipolar disorder and was in a mental hospital for a month because of it, I can't imagine what she went through, but my heart breaks on the story in every single place up and even at the end. Cause that's
that breaks my heart, disgusting. I think, even more because she didn't.
She was just sick and terrified and... You know, when your own brain is against you...
And you're afraid of
yourself. It's a horrible place to be.
You're literally afraid of yourself.
And maybe, unfortunately, she should have been in an institution if, you know, her psychosis was that bad.
Well, and it's very important.
I understand that completely.
I just want to say a disclaimer. Like, it's very important if you experience hallucinations, vivid hallucinations or intrusive thoughts, intrusive suicidal thoughts, intrusive homicidal thoughts, I could go on, that you do seek the help that you need and that you do get the help that you need because things like this can be avoided if you just get the help that you need. And I know,
and the sad thing is she was seeing, it's like she was getting help because she had medication.
She
quit but she
taking
had stopped
her
taking her medication.
Well, and the problem is, again, from experience, you start to feel better on your medication. You're like, I don't need it anymore. Yeah. I get it. I understand. I've been there. But you do. I promise you feel better because of the medication. Mm-hmm. It is so, so important.
Yeah. It's a terrible...
when it comes to psycho...
I'm going to use the term psychotic and just, you know, that type of, you know, those type of disorders, PPD, OCD going hand in hand with a psychotic disorder. It's so important to take care of yourself and to not be ashamed to get help. And I know, you know, whether these thoughts or these impulses or these hallucinations, you don't want to tell anybody because you're ashamed or you think they'll think you're crazy. And I guess technically you are, because that's, you know, and I don't say that in a shitty way. I say that as somebody who has gone through it, but that's why you need help. It's so, I'm sorry. I don't mean to get off on a tangent. I just, I got life-saving help this year for my disorders. Yeah. I was extremely suicidal and it saved my life. And if I can save another person's life by saying, please get on the medication, the antipsychotics that you need, please do it. Please.
Yeah. It's,
sorry to get off on that. Your brain
is your enemy. Mm-hmm. Like, you unfortunately can't trust yourself.
No. And you can hurt yourself on accident. Like, maybe she hurt herself on accident.
Yeah. I mean, these days, well, I don't even think she intended to hurt herself. I don't think she was committing suicide. Yeah. Like, I think that she was under a psychosis because of her bipolar disorder. Mm-hmm. And because when you get super manic or when you get super depressive, when you're happy, I don't remember what I had said, before we went back to the water chunkiness. But I think I was going to ask, I was asking you a question about,
the Black Dahlia also stayed at the Cecil Hotel. Can you believe that? I feel like I had heard that at some point, but I forgot about it until I did this research. What the literally, I don't think, okay, so from the research that I did, the Cecil Hotel had nothing to do with what happened with the Black Dahlia, that they know of, because no one knows what the fuck happened to her. I mean, there's some thoughts on the, like, dentist and, like, some other things that, you know, like, that's a whole episode on itself, but,
fuck American Horror Story, because, like, all I can think of is their storyline for the Black Dahlia.
Well, and that's the thing, though. It was suspected. You know what? We won't get off on that. Like I said, that's, like, a whole Halloween episode in itself. But, like, do you think her staying at the Cecil Hotel kind of attracted that to her? But she wasn't staying at the hotel when it happened. So I can't imagine, like...
Is it possible that the same energy that caused it to happen caused her to stay at the Cecil Hotel?
Well, you're scared. Because
I don't believe in coincidence.
Right, and I know you said, for example, you won't step in the Cecil Hotel.
I really don't.
Because what the fuck follows you? Could it be at that type of situation?
Maybe. You know what I mean? Attached to her, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because, like, I just think that the Cecil Hotel has some crazy-ass magnetism in a bad way. So I wonder if that magnetism brought her. But I wasn't thinking about it with leaving with her as opposed to bringing her in, because that energy already existed in her presence. Or
fate was already, I don't know how you feel about fate, but, like, fate was already a play. Thing. So it was just...
Well, because I don't believe in coincidence. I don't think it could be a coincidence.
Right, but, right. So, like, fate was already in play and her staying there just kind of heightened the thing. I don't know. I don't know. I found that very interesting.
I had totally forgotten until we were doing this episode that she had stayed there. And I do find it, like, I don't believe in coincidence.
Right. So I don't believe in coincidences either.
Why would, why would she stay there? It's a portal to, a portal. That's the right word. Not to hell, from hell. Mm-hmm. Not, I don't believe in hell, guys. I'm just using that as a word for ease. But, like, if that energy is pulling you in, right? And it's a black hole. I don't know. What do you think?
I hope this is not shitty. I don't think it is. But I believe in fate. I don't believe in coincidences. I do believe in the universe working in mysterious ways. And I think that she was already, this is going to sound horrible. And as I say it out loud, I don't know if I really believe it. So maybe her lifeline was already, her life was going to end the way that it ended. It was.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe the fact that it was going to end the way that it was.
That's shitty.
and that's negative. I know. You see what I'm saying? You see what I'm saying? And so that negative, and she was like coming up on her end. She was already kind of surrounded with negative energy because that was coming up on that. So that kind of drew her negative energy. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I get exactly.
Because I feel like I don't want it to sound shitty. But
no,
like,
I agree completely. You said it so much better than what I was trying to say. How long before she passed?
It wasn't that long.
I mean, passed. She was taken. She didn't pass. She was taken in a gruesome way.
I'm going to have to look it up. But
it's very Cecil Hotel, the way that she...
It's very heartbreaking. The fact that she had... Why am I going into the deets? I won't. I'm sorry.
Well,
she had tattoos from what I read, and they were, like, cut off her body.
Oh, I wonder if it's because it was a taboo for the time, and the guy that did it was offended.
She also had stuff shoved in her vagina.
Wait, is that why she was so mutilated? That's horrible.
Yeah.
Is that why she was so mutilated, for the tattoos to be cut off, or is that, like, two things can be true,
just
but they're not
days
connected?
After checking into the Cecil Hotel.
Oh, so she was...
I don't know if she was staying there or not. It says approximately 60 series. Oh, no, I'm so sorry. Elisa Lamb similarly went missing just days after checking into the hotel. Only a couple days off of what happened, like the anniversary for what happened to... That's crazy.
Okay.
6 days later...
I think maybe the hotel did have more to do with Elisa. I don't know. That one's fucking crazy. I don't know what to think about that. Like, I don't believe in coincidence, and it's weird that the timing would be, with the Black Dahlia.
The chakra... Okay, let's see.
What do you guys think? That's fucking... I don't know what to think about that. Like, the Black Dahlia and the Elisa Lamb thing within days of each... Like,
anniversary-wise, yeah.
I don't believe in coincidence. That's fucking weird.
That just...
Okay, so I revert
to... Well,
you know
what? I'm going to say this.
I'm going to change my answers about everything, and the Cecil had everything to do with both of them.
You think so?
I don't believe in coincidence. You know what? I didn't realize the date. Like, I had no idea about the...
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
Anniversary.
Ooh.
Yeah, like...
Did
yeah,
you?
In the worst
like,
way.
In the worst way. Yeah, no,
yes.
Seriously. And I have to say, though, like... Do you think the Black Dahlia got as much attention as she got because of the time? Because I feel like shit like that happens all... Thank you.
You know, we were going to do this, and then I was like, oh, we'll be recording the
craft
first.
No, seriously.
Check out our last episode.
Because I was thinking the same
thing. Because I'm like,
thing.
I'm getting so anxious right now. Like, I don't know what's what.
No,
but yeah,
no.
Do I what?
Do you think the Black Dahlia got as much media attention because of the time? I feel like there are similar things that happen all the time, particularly in cities like New York City and Los Angeles and, like, bigger cities that don't get nearly as much media attention. Or do you think that...
Well, when she was a tourist from another country, so that, like, comes into it big time because your country wants the other country to see that you're caring about its citizen that went missing there, right? So there's that. And then there's the... Oh, I can't do that. So there's that piece, right? You want the other country to know you're, like, taking it seriously.
Right.
I never have a lighter on me now that I quit smoking cigarettes. It's terrible.
We can cleanse the space afterwards if you want to. Will you cleanse
at
me?
Least,
I'll
yes.
cleanse you too.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and at least the dragon's blood, I can smell it.
I can smell it.
So it's got to be doing
something. Just the amount of goosebumps I've gotten during this
episode. Like, yeah, like, I got so anxious talking about the, and I don't know, maybe it was all about the hotel and not as much about the others. Mm-mm. I don't fucking know. But anyway, super anxiety-ridden episode. Wasn't expecting that.
If we were ever to do the Amityville Horror, I feel like I'd have the exact same reaction. I really do.
Fair enough. I was like, Maddie was like, can we do Cecil? And I was like, I'll do it. I will.
So since you did that, I will do an Amityville episode.
We don't necessarily have to because if this still happened, like, and good pods called us fearless.
Right? But we're at 45 minutes, so we can, like, wrap
it
up.
No. But, like, the Elisa thing, the reason that it hit the media so much, I think. Sorry.
Not
I
Alyssa. Had to... Not Alyssa. I'm talking about the Black Dahlia.
Oh, the Black Dahlia. Do you think Dahlia. The Black
Dahlia? Because I was confused when you said she was an exchange, like from a different country.
Oh, my bad. So. My bad.
So, the Black Dahlia, do you think she got as much media attention because of the time it took place in? As opposed to, like, the crime itself. Because I feel like there are similar crimes that happen all the time.
I don't think back then that they did, though.
No, no. That's why I'm like, do you think it was the time period?
Yes. I think the time period and the gruesome, like, action that was...
Well, and the fact and that she was just dumped right there.
Oh, I know. And it was, I'm sorry, I am getting gross.
Yeah, it's the Black Dahlia is honestly the one that set me... I mean, I think it was Elisa Lam for you, but for me. So whatever this thing is, I do think they're.
I absolutely now that I know.
Now I'm scared to say anything about it because now I'm like, maybe we just discovered something accidentally.
Because I kind of got a little icky in my tummy.
Yeah, you got it first, and then.
Sorry, guys. We're not such. Maybe we are such weenies. I don't know, but the Cecil Hotel truly freaks me out, and it is the Richard Ramirez connection. But now that the Alyssa Lam and Black Dahlia, like, have this connection, other than the Cecil Hotel itself, that freaks me out even more. Like, that's... When you said that you believe that it's, like, the hotel itself is kind of, like, evil, I was like, yeah, I think it has to do with the land. Maybe it has to do with the building. I don't know now. I don't know. So many new questions.
We didn't answer anything. We just got... maybe we answered some things, but I feel like...
Awful.
I feel like you and I just got more and more questions.
I do now. I have way more questions.
But now I am more scared to visit. Before I was always like...
As a sensitive, I was like...
Well, before, I always wanted to visit. I'm like, oh, hell yeah, I want to visit. I want to see it. But now with the connection between... Because I had no idea until I looked at that fucking article. Now with the connection between the two, I'm scared to even step foot in it. I think I've changed my mind. I think I'm genuinely scared.
It is now low-income housing.
They did that on purpose. They're like, if anybody's getting this fucking place,
right?
It's like, you guys.
Yeah, no. Don't live there, anybody. You can do better.
I wonder how many people are actually homeless because they refuse to live at the Cecil Hotel.
They're like, we're from California. We fucking know.
Yeah, right? I feel like they probably... Yeah, that's a thing. Right? Did you learn anything from the Cecil Hotel? From the Cecil Hotel? Did you learn anything about the Cecil Hotel today? Did you get goosebumps like Amber and I? Are you kind of freaked the fuck out? Because we about to cleanse ourselves and this space.
Yes, we are.
If you're watching us on YouTube, don't forget to like and subscribe. We are at 109 subscribers as of right now. Woohoo, I'm so excited. Yes.
And we hit 5,000 downloads.
Yes.
We over 5,000 downloads. Thank you guys for listening.
We're also on Instagram at Classiest Witches. We are on X at... I fucked up. We are on Instagram at Witches Talking Tarot.
Yes.
On X at Classiest Witches.
Yeah.
Thank you to our Patreons.
Oh, yes.
Victoria.
Pam.
Death by DVD.
Melissa.
Hey!
Sorry, guys. It's not that we forgot your names.
We got goosebumps.
We freaked out. So, y'all go get a cleansing, and thanks for coming to Sipspo. Damn it. I'm just going to have to do the thing.
Hey there, Rainbow Warriors. I'm CJ, host of Beyond the Rainbow, True Crimes of the LGBT. My episodes focus on crimes committed by and against the LGBTQ community. I've covered cases you probably have heard of, such as Matthew Shepard, Brandon Tina, and the Orlando Pulse nightclub massacre, as well as some lesser-known cases like the murder of Ray Hainish, the Australian Gay Beat murders, and the suspicious disappearance of Lisa Lynn Stone. I cover cases brought to me by listeners like Penny Brummer, who I believe was wrongfully convicted, taboo cases such as lesbian corrective rape and murder in South Africa, and Pray the Gay Away camps. I discuss gay serial killers, women who pretend to be men to hook up with other women, and trans murders. I'm opinionated and uncensored. I know I'm not everyone's cup of tea, but surely I'm someone's shot at tequila. No matter what your gender or orientation in life might be, please join me as I tackle rainbow crimes in search of unicorn justice. Remember, it's not a crime to be gay, unless you're a murderer.